Hi, welcome to Extra Time. This is John Raymond, web editor for sport here at the National. I'm joined by Paul Radley, our ace cricket writer. We're going to be talking about the World 2020 coming up in Bangladesh. Thanks for joining me, Paul.
Hi, John.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
Just getting right into it. Paul, tell us a little bit about the UAE team. You wrote about them for our paper today, a few stories. What are they, you know, how are they looking to you?
Yeah, they're not looking too great. I wouldn't say not as good as they have been over the past year or 18 months when they've been really flying up the rankings and playing really well, winning loads of games. Just the last week or so, they've had a real lapse. I don't know. Hopefully, it'll have no significant knock-on effect when they start playing in Bangladesh, but they had some warm-up matches ahead of their most important tournament for 18 years. They had some warm-up matches and they were just a bit shambolic, really. They didn't have five of their best players playing in them because they were at work or they were playing in other matches elsewhere. So, they're pretty pointless. But now they're in Bangladesh. I think they've got a game tomorrow or the next day. They've got two warm-up matches before the tournament proper starts. So it's getting very exciting for UAE cricket.
You've had the chance to talk to a few of those guys. Aside from the form, how do they seem, you know, what are their spirits like right now? Are they excited? Are they anxious? What are they looking like?
They're really excited, yeah. I certainly before they left, anyway, they weren't nervous at all just yet. They were just excited and looking forward to getting there. I think they were sort of counting down the days before they could go, and I don't know, the penny's dropped really about how many hundreds of thousands of people are going to be watching them playing. they're just really excited. I think a lot of them have looked like speaking to Ahmed Raza about it, who's more or less the vice captain, a guy who's grown up in the UAE, like he's born in Sharjah, lived all his life here, regards this as his home, and he says it's basically the realization of a lifetime dream to play in a tournament like this. So they've got good reason to be excited about it.
That is a very cool opportunity for some of those guys. Looking at now the field, just kind of breaking down, you were telling me a little bit earlier about the how the UAE and some of these other associate nations can actually get into the tournament proper. Can you just break that down a little bit for us?
Yeah. Well, they had a big tournament that the UAE hosted to try and get into the tournament with hundreds and thousands of games, perhaps not thousands, but certainly loads of matches. And it was a massively convoluted qualification process to get into this tournament. And when they got there, they thought, oh, that's fantastic. We've achieved what we were aiming. And then they get there and they've got to play another qualifying round when they get there. It seems ridiculous. And it seems like sort of totally the opposite of what they should be doing. It seems like cricket should be presenting itself as sort of a game for all. And they're trying to say that by having 16 teams in the World 2020. But then it gets cut down when they get there. And the UAE are trying to get into the last 10 teams that are there by finishing top of their 4-team pre-qualifying group. So that it'll probably end up being the same old 10 teams that are always playing it the whole time, which seems a bit unfair to me.
Oh, yeah. Now, speaking of those same 10 teams that always wind up grouped together in these big tournaments, who to you is looking like the favorite, I guess? Sri Lanka, obviously, they just won the Asian Cup. They're obviously in top form, I think the number one ranked team in the world, you said. How do they look to you, or is there anyone else kind of standing out right now?
Yeah, Sri Lanka looking strong because they're coming off a tournament that they did terrifically well in, and the morale will be very high because they quickly nipped back after playing this tournament, the Asia Cup, but it's 50 overs, so it's slightly different. But they lifted their morale because they won that, and then they went home and they had sort of open top bus tours around Colombo, everyone cheering them on. So their spirits will be very high. Always been a decent team in 2020 cricket. West Indies having good preparation at the moment because they're getting some free practice against England, so their spirits will be quite high. They're the defending champions, so they could do something. Other than that, obviously never really know what's going to happen in 2020. It's the most unpredictable sort of facet of the game, but yeah, I think if you're looking at Sri Lanka and West Indies, and then Australia have been on a good run of form in the other formats, 2020 is perhaps not necessarily their game, but they might be a sort of surprise outsider.
Now, obviously, two countries that carry a lot of local interest here, besides, of course, the UAE, India and Pakistan. What do you expect to see out of them? Pakistan, like you said, it's not the same format, but they were in the Asia Cup final. They've been doing a little bit better recently.
Absolutely. Now, they always were. When 2020 cricket started, Pakistan were always the outstanding side in it, because it sort of fits their mentality, how they want to play the game. Very, very attacking in everything they do. And if you have a blip in 2020, it doesn't necessarily have quite as much of a knock-on effect as it would do in the other formats of the game. So it fits Pakistan quite nicely for that, because they can just go all-out attack, and they've usually got very talented hitters. So, so you'd think that they'd have a chance. And then India, I'm just trying to think, well, they've come off a indifferent Asia Cup in the 50-over game, but India's India. They've always got excellent players, Virat Kohli and guys like that, so they'd certainly be a threat. It's 2020 cricket. It's really, really difficult to call.
Mm-hmm. Is there any team from, the back of the pack, that the Bangladeshes or the New Zealands, is there any side like that that you would peg before the tournament that might surprise people a little bit?
Yeah, New Zealand actually having a training session, right, or not mm-hmm. training session, training match, right, at this moment in Abu Dhabi against the English county side. They've got the odd dangerous player, Brendan McCullum. He's in very good form. He's a brilliant 2020 player. So if he clicks and Ross Taylor clicks, and then their bowlers sort of do well enough, they could do something. I wouldn't have thought Bangladesh maybe even in danger of not make, which would be terrible for the tournament, because obviously they're hosts and they've got terrific supporters, but they may even be in danger of not making it to the main competition proper, because they've got Afghanistan in their pre-qualifying group, who beat them in the Asia Cup, and we've seen a lot of them, because basically Sharjah is their home ground. They could turn them over again, and then for not to have Bangladesh in the tournament proper would be one in the eye for the organisers, really, because that would have such a detrimental effect to the crowds.
Yeah, and then I guess just wrapping it up, kind of, did you venture to make any prediction from here right now?
Well, I'm obviously hopeful that the UAE are going to win it, but that's possibly. Possibly quite fanciful. So maybe Sri Lanka get going. I mean, it'll be difficult for them to double up the Asia Cup and this, but yeah, probably stick it on Sri Lanka, I'd say.
All right. Lasith Malinga, Sri Lanka, they're going to do it. You heard it here first. Thanks for joining me again, Paul, over the phone, no less. And again, I'm John Raymond, the web editor for Sport here. This has been produced by DT Unikrishnan and the National Multimedia Desk. Thanks for listening.